And if you go back to the late 60s, early 70s, Tucson actually had a serial killer.
So there you go.
He would stalk students from the U of A and then take them out by Gates Pass and murder them. Well, that was actually a serial killer. Well, one of the things that we captured were that because one of his favorite spots to eat was Richie's Diner. So when we were out there, and one of the things that we know is, you know, something as innocent as a baby or child giggling, usually that's supposed to, you think that as innocent, and actually it's the opposite. That's actually more demonic than anything else.
What?
Oh, no.
And we captured it, the recording of it, of the child giggling, and we're like, what's going on? So we did the K2 meter. We had the flashlight, too. We usually do a flashlight test. What we do is you just kind of screw a mag light to a point where if it's lightly touched, it can turn on. You let go, it shuts off. So we do the flashlight test. So we had it on the table, and we're recording everything. So we're asking questions, and the flashlight say, you know, if you say, turn on the flashlight for yes, or one for yes, two for no. And it was on cue. It would flash twice for no, and then tap once for yes. And
that's how we saw that happen. You were standing right there, asked direct questions, got direct answers.
And we recorded it on video.
That is bizarro.
And we started asking further questions, and then all you just heard was just like a baby giggling in the background. That's all you
heard. Well, isn't that what's happening with that? Well,
that's what people have been saying they're hearing on the radio. It's like a little girl voice, and other people have described it as giggling. Some people thought we had the microphones on and Meredith was laughing.
Yeah, but we didn't. Laughing in the background.
Wow.
Yeah.